From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The Obama administration is closely watching events in Japan, where there's been another explosion at a damaged nuclear power plant. Fuel rods have again been exposed. At the White House, Nuclear Regulatory Commission Chairman Greg Yatsko said Japanese authorities are handling the situation well.
Right now, based on the information we have, we believe that the steps that the Japanese are taking to respond to this crisis are consistent with the approach that we would use here in the United States. And most importantly, we advise Americans in Japan to listen to and to follow the instructions of the Japanese government with regard to the nuclear facilities.
The Navy took precautions, moving U.S. ships aiding in the relief effort farther away from the affected area. The death toll in Japan is at least 1,800 and expected to go much higher. In Koriyama City, reporter Duali Saikautau is hearing of some near miraculous escapes.
One university student was saying that he was on his way to the station in Sendai, and suddenly the earth moved, and he saw a taxi, and he said he escaped the tsunami by jumping into the taxi. He and the taxi driver were screaming and literally just driving away from the tsunami. His university is close to the shore, so he was saying that black water was coming towards them, and they had barely just gotten away.
Millions of survivors are facing a fourth night without food, water, or heat in near-freezing temperatures. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen ran into protests on a visit to a center for illegal immigrants on an island off the southern coast of Italy. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli says her visit came as five new boats filled with migrants were sighted near the island.
A group of protesters met the leader of the National Front Party with signs in French and Italian touting liberty, equality, and brotherhood, even for those without documents. Demonstrators called her a xenophobe, racist, and neo-fascist. Le Pen said her visit was aimed at gathering information, not a provocation. As she prepares to run in next year's French presidential race, Le Pen has been trying to soften the National Front's image as xenophobic. While she was visiting Lampedusa, which is closer to Tunisia than the Italian mainland, five new boats carrying some 200 migrants were sighted in nearby waters. Close to 9,000 North Africans have arrived on the island since the uprising in Tunisia started in January. Most of them say they want to go to France, where many have family. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.
On the first business day after Japan's earthquake, the Japanese stock market plunged in anticipation of big losses for Japanese businesses. Stocks are also lower on Wall Street today. The Dow is down 107 points, NASDAQ off 21, and the S&P is down 13. This is NPR. There's been a tragedy at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. A shuttle worker fell to his death at the launch pad this morning. A NASA spokesman says work on the space shuttle Endeavour has been stopped for the day, and grief counseling is being offered to employees. Endeavour's final flight is scheduled for liftoff on April 19th. As investigators look into the cause of the weekend tour bus crash in New York, a 15th person has died of his injuries. NPR's Paul Brown reports accounts of the crash vary, and federal officials will be analyzing bus electronics as well as onboard camera footage.
The tour bus turned on its side and slammed into a signpost, leaving the top of the vehicle sliced off most of the way back. The driver reportedly tells police a tractor trailer clipped the front of the bus as it traveled on Interstate 95. New York City's police commissioner says there's no evidence of that, and a truck driver whose rig is now impounded also disputes it. Some crash survivors say the bus was traveling at a high rate of speed, but it's not clear the bus was actually speeding. Federal investigators say they plan to analyze an onboard video and check an electronics module and a GPS unit on the bus that might have recorded speed to gain a better idea of what happened. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Talk to almost any 20-something and they'll tell you they don't read the paper or watch TV news. They get their information from computers and smartphones. And a new report says the internet is becoming the destination of choice for news consumers. The Project for Excellence in Journalism says TV, radio, newspapers, and magazines all lost audience last year. Online news consumption was up 17%. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.